The U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts has resumed after a shutdown of about 2 months because of the pandemic. Senator Ed Markey and his Democratic challenger, U.S. Representative Joe Kennedy, participated in an hour-long broadcast debate Monday night. For analysis, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Tim Versalotti, political science professor at Western New England University.
I think the debate laid out the choice that voters are facing in the September 1st primary between someone who has been in the Congress and public life for more than 40 years and the heir to the Kennedy legacy, at least here in Massachusetts. It's about looking forward versus looking, I won't say backward, but to someone who's been around for a while, who's running on experience. The challenge was there before the debate and after the debate, was finding some rationale for Congressman Kennedy's candidacy. They share issue positions on a wide range of issues. While Kennedy has talked about time for new energy, new leadership, he continues to face the task of trying to justify why he's running now in a cycle where most Democrats are focused not on internal races, but on defeating Republican candidates.
How much did the shutdown of this race during the pandemic affect it?
I think it's affected it a great deal. I think it is simply not on the radar of most voters. Certainly party activists are aware of it and involved, but all of the activities that you would associate with a highly competitive, high-profile primary are not in existence right now. The one exception is that Congressman Kennedy has done a pretty significant ad buy.
So with 3 months to go until the primary, assess what happens next, Tim.
We have another TV debate coming up on Monday, June 8th. And I think what we'll see to some extent will be a lot more direct mail than we might otherwise see in races, and phone banking as a way of mobilizing voters. Senator Markey has not done a big ad buy yet, but he said, obviously, he will and expects to be on the air a little bit later in the summer. So we will see more signs of this race, but it will continue to compete with other major stories in the daily news cycle. These candidates are going to have to find innovative ways to capture the public's attention.
What is the most recent polling showed us about this race?
So there were a few polls in the spring, March and April. If I recall correctly, the Globe did a poll. UMass Lowell had one, and Emerson College had one. And the Emerson poll was showing a pretty wide lead for Congressman Kennedy. The other two polls had the race much closer, within a point or two. And we have to be very cautious about polls of primary races. They rely on one's ability to identify likely voters. And in a primary like this, it's happening on September 1st. That's the last Tuesday of the summer. Labor Day falls late this year. And so who will be tuned in to politics at that point in time? Who will be willing to cast a ballot? Those are hard questions to answer in polling.